It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki, Sam, and Andy's to tell the truth.
A complete stranger comes and visits us in the studio. They tell us a story, and we have to decide whether they're telling the truth or lying.
It's our favorite thing in the whole wide world.
And we always get you to text us as well and let us know what you think at 92925. I'm really bad at this, but it's still my favorite thing. All right, so we've got a stranger coming in right now. Can you please introduce yourself and let us know why you're here?
So, hi, my name is Tanya, and I'm one of Celine Dion's favorite baker.
Ooh.
Baker.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you met Celine?
Yes, I have. So I'll tell you a bit about myself and how I got introduced to Celine.
Okay.
So basically, I was doing a wedding cake for one of my friends.
Okay.
Who had a really high-profile event planner. And after the wedding, a couple of weeks later, she had given me a call. And she's like, hey, I have a really high-profile client.
So wait, rich people have bakers?
Well, like people that make their... They go to... When you accustom a relationship with a client,
right.
You're like their go-to person.
Okay.
So, obvious question, what is Celine Dion's favorite baked good?
Her favorite is a cannoli and coffee cake, which I actually brought in studio for you guys to try.
Oh, yes. I love you already. Trying to grease the judges here.
This is coffee cake that Celine Dion eats?
Yes. Like it became one of her favorites. So, that's what I made for her. I made the coffee and cannoli cake.
Okay.
I've dropped off my stuff at her house here in Montreal, her mansion.
No way. Does she answer the door, or no, someone answers the door for her?
No, you don't really get to meet her. Like, I didn't get to, like, I met her a couple of times, but it's like really transactional. Like, I deal with her team.
How many people are on her team?
There's about, the ones that I've done directly, I've dealt with 3 people.
You have her phone number?
No.
No, you have her people's phone numbers.
Yes, exactly. Okay. I deal with her reps.
You can't text her.
Has she ever hated anything that you've made?
I've never got that feedback because it's like more for her guests, but everything that I gave her that when she tried it, like the first trial, she loved it.
This is a totally ignorant thing to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Celine Dion doesn't look like she eats very much coffee cake.
You got to please your guests, right? When you get a cake, you're pleasing your guests. Okay.
She pecks at it.
As long as she's making the order, I'm good.
You're gonna send it. You think she eats it herself?
I think she did try them.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Does she pay more than other clients?
No.
No.
What?
So you just charge?
She takes huge quantities.
Okay.
So the bill is always a lot bigger than my regular client.
Have you ever had to prepare anything to send away for her, or is it always when she's here in Quebec?
Actually, six years ago for her 45th birthday, she flew me down to Florida.
She did not.
Yeah. She flew me down to Florida. I got to work in like a section of her huge house.
Of her house?
Yeah. Wow. I stayed there 4 days, but I got to work in one of her side kitchens, like, of the house.
So since she began being a huge fan of yours, has your, like, productivity skyrocketed?
She's very private.
Okay.
I'm not allowed, like, you're not allowed to take pictures or publicize it.
But no, people knowing that you bake for Celine Dion, don't they want your baked goods even more?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah? So it's helped a lot with that?
Yes.
Do you work out of your home, or where do you...
No, I have a business.
Okay. Where is it?
In Montreal East.
What's your favorite Celine Dion song? Do you have one?
My Heart Will Go On.
Yes, it is. Mine too.
Have you ever seen her live?
Yeah, I've seen her live.
And does she have some of your baked goods, like, backstage?
Once here in Montreal, yes.
Have you baked for any other celebrities?
No, just her.
Just Celine. Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Hit the jackpot on that one. Yeah.
She likes to keep it very local. Like, she's all about supporting.
She loves this province, right?
That's it. She's really all about that.
Yes. It is her home.
Exactly.
All right. I think is there any other questions we should be asking you, Tanya?
You ask me.
Okay. I think we've asked some good questions.
Good
to go.
Yep.
We're getting a lot of guesses at 92925. You can already tell I'm a bit torn on this one.
It's never an easy decision.
Somebody said they think she's lying because she thinks that she'd be getting orders from other celebrities as well.
Right.
Once you're that big,
everybody
knows about you.
Makes sense. On the flip side, this person says true. If it's not, she's been working on her story for a very long time now. So she's buying the story.
Okay. All right, Sam, I think it's your week to go first.
I'm really torn on this one. Lies.
Lies.
I hear lies. I just think the story was a little too elaborate. Since when do people have bakers? I just don't see...
Yeah, you've heard of, like, chefs and trainers.
Chefs and catering services, but I mean, like, for her to go out of her way to get a baker just for baked goods for her, it doesn't add up. I mean,
someone can have anything,
though. You look like a pastry artist, I'll give you that, but I think this whole story is fabricated.
Okay.
I go lies.
Sam says it is a lie. Andy, you go ahead.
You know what? I'm going to agree with Sam on this one. And there's two things that make me want to agree with Sam. One, you kind of hesitated where we asked where your shop was. And number two, and I don't know if this is factual or not, but I heard somewhere that Celine doesn't drink coffee. Now, I know she's ordering coffee cakes and coffee cannoli for guests.
She's a big Celine Dion fan.
And things like that. But I just don't know why she would go with a coffee cake cannoli if she doesn't like coffee. So that's going to make me say you're a liar.
That's hilarious. Oh. Andy's like, she's gluten-free. So I know you're lying. She's gluten-free.
I know her dietary restrictions.
Tanya, I'll be up front with you. I'm really bad at this game. I have a really bad track record.
The worst.
I originally was going to say you're lying too, only because like I get in my head about these things. And remember we had someone come in and said she was Ellen's painter.
Yeah.
And I was like, our producer just obviously set this up and fed you the same kind of story.
You triple guessed yourself.
However, so I was originally going to agree with the guys and say you're lying, but I actually think you're telling the truth and it hasn't served me well, but I'm going with my gut. She just seems too genuine. And you're right, Sam, she does seem like a baker. And I don't think she'd be the type to make up a lie like that. And I think when I was asking questions about Celine, she would have tripped up a little bit more. So I think this is going to be the time that I'm going to beat you both. Actually,
I'm kind of glad you're saying that she's telling the truth. I feel very confident now.
All right, the time has come, Tanya, for you to reveal the truth. Are you actually Celine Dion's favorite baker?
So I am a baker, but I'm not Celine Dion's baker.
Stop it right now.
Yes, I knew it.
I wish I was.
Oh
but,
my gosh. You were so quick. You're good at that.
I did my research. I did my research. I am a baker. I do have a shop in the East End.
What's it called?
I have a bakery, Pazzeria Italia.
Okay.
And I'm Sisterly Sweets in for cakes.
Do you really have a coffee cake or was that a lie
too? I do. It's honestly one of my best sellers and I did bring it in for you guys to try. You were really good on that coffee.
When it comes to Celine Dion, you're playing in the Lions' den.
He's a huge fan.
I was not warned that he was a Celine Dion.
He doesn't seem like he'd be a big Celine Dion fan either, right?
No. Not getting that.
Well, that was disappointing, Tanya. Thanks for coming in.
Well, at least I brought you treats.
You did. Coffee cake for everyone.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought that your encyclopedia of random Celine Dion knowledge would have come to handy?
Exactly. As soon as she said she was Celine Dion's baker, I'm like, oh, I got this.
My whole life for this.
Celine Dion in wrestling. That's what he knows. Wow. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Thank you so much for playing along. And hey, if you have a good story for To Tell the Truth, you can text us. Just don't text us what it is, obviously, because you need to fool us.
Don't give it away.
But you can text To Tell the Truth to 92925. Our producer could get in contact with you, and we could have you join us here on the show for another edition of To Tell the Truth.